This is New Hampshire Calling, a live call-in show from NHPR, and we are all about finding a way to navigate life in a time of coronavirus together. I'm Jack Rodolico. Tonight, let's all escape this maddening news cycle, and let's do it in a time-tested way with a good book. What are you reading right now to escape all of this? What book is taking you far away from the sci-fi world we are all living in? Are you diving into the classics? Are you reading a trashy romance novel you don't want to put down? Or have you discovered a new author? We'll add all your recommendations to our pandemic reading list. So call us. Our number is 603-513-7700. Share your voice, your story, right here on New Hampshire Calling from NHPR.
Hey, New Hampshire Calling, this is Taylor, and right now my son and I are reading the second Harry Potter book, Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets.
This is Genevieve, and I just finished reading The ABC Murders by Agatha Christie.
This is Sarah Plourd, and I'm currently reading The Body Keeps the Score by Bessel van der Kolk.
My name is Rebecca Lavoie. I love audiobooks. In particular, I love mysteries, and I just finished a really good one. It's called The Chestnut Man, a novel by Soren Zweistrup.
And it has been a real delight for both of us. I get to sort of escape into some nostalgia, and he gets, of course, Harry Potter.
I'm a longtime Agatha Christie fan and have been rereading a lot of her books that I originally read in middle school and high school.
So yeah, it was really good. Juicy, fun, dark, everything you want a Scandi noir book to be.
It's something I think everybody needs right now.
This is New Hampshire Calling. I'm Jack Rodolico, live in Concord. And those are the voices of my colleagues here at NHPR, sharing the books that are helping them escape right now. And that's what this show is about. It's a book show. What are you reading that's getting you through this tough moment? And how's that book making you feel? We'll compile all your recommendations into a pandemic reading list. Very excited for that. So call us to get your book recommendation on that list. We are live and want to hear from you. Call us to talk, 603-513-7700. You can email us at nhcalling@nhpr.org. One more time, the number, 603-513-7700. Before we go to callers, first, let's talk a bit about COVID-19 in New Hampshire. Today, here's what we learned. Today, the state announced 5 additional deaths from COVID-19, and that's on top of 4 deaths announced just last night. 18 deaths total now. 9 of the individuals who passed were in 2 nursing homes where there are COVID clusters. Some of our toughest days are still ahead of us, said Governor Chris Sununu. Since March 17th, there have been more unemployment claims filed in the state of New Hampshire than there were in the past 3 years. That's 100,000 unemployment claims in the state in the past 3 weeks. It's a stunning number. And the Attorney General's office is warning about scammers trying to cash in on the federal stimulus package. The state's top law enforcement agent is warning all Granite Staters to be dubious of any request by phone, text, or email asking for personal identification as a prerequisite for a stimulus payment. As always, to learn more about these stories, go to our live blog at nhpr.org. That's the best place to stay up to date on all the news about this moment we are in. And if there was ever a moment to escape, it's this one, right? That's why tonight we are talking about books. How are you escaping? What book, what author are you reading to get out of this moment? What can't you put down? Call in to make your book recommendation for our pandemic reading list. New Hampshire Calling is live, and our phone number is 603-513-7700. You can email us at nhcalling@nhpr.org. Again, the number 603-513-7700. And while we are waiting for people to call in, I want to introduce my friend, colleague, sidekick for the night, Peter Biello. Peter, welcome.
Hey, Jack.
Peter is the host of All Things Considered. He's also the host of The Bookshelf. You and I are more than colleagues. We're friends. We're buddies.
Sure are.
We go back a few years.
We drink
like
a little bit together. We drink a little. Have some beers. Yeah.
We've been known to have a beer or
when
two.
When bars were open, we went to them.
We did go to some bars when they were open. I remember that. That feels like a very long time ago. And we really wanted you on this show. I mean, to be fair, I think this show may have even been your idea to do a book show. But we sat down last week and we started talking about books as a means of escape and how everybody's always reading something, right? And I think, here's how I want to frame this, right? I think that there are two ways to go with your reading right now. One is to get as far away from this as possible, to dive into something that, whether it's nonfiction, fiction, anything. But the other thing I learned from you is that there is a host of pandemic literature, like dozens of novels about life in a pandemic.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's what made me think of a book show in general first, was that there's so many examples of authors imagining the worst case scenario.
Yeah.
You know, that we have these fragile bodies that, you know, we fight off a lot of infections we never have. But what if there is something so strong that most of us just can't fight it off? What will that do to our communities? What will it do to our families? And some authors have really pulled it off in really interesting ways. Now, I've thought about a few of these, and they were fun when I read them at the time.
Right.
I don't know if I pick them up now, they would be as fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, especially like let's say 2 months from now, right? Yeah. That'd be even less fun than they would be now.
So, what are you reading? What's your pick, or what are you stuck in right now?
Well, what I'm reading now is just, it doesn't have anything to do with pandemic,
good,
which is great.
I
wanted something short that I could feel productive to finish, and it's Lullaby by Chuck Palahniuk. People love him for Fight Club. That's his famous one, but he's done a bunch of other things. And this is about, I guess it's not a disease, but it's about this culling poem, this poem that when you hear it, when someone reads it to you, you die.
Oh my God.
And so, yeah, I know.
That's Chuck Palahniuk.
Really
yes.
uplifting,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
So, and so it becomes a story about, oh, you've discovered that this poem has this power. All you have to do is know it. Sometimes if you are a really unbalanced person, all you have to do is think it in someone's general direction and they'll drop dead.
Wow.
So what kind of, you know, absolute power corrupts absolutely, right?
Right,
you've got this,
right.
this unlimited power to kill. And so what do you do with that? And that's what this character in this book, Lullaby, is dealing with. But the books I've been thinking about a lot, especially during this pandemic, have to do with pandemics.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, awesome. We have people on the phone who want to talk about their books. So shall we go to a call?
Let's go to a call.
Let's go to a call and see what they have to say. Lisa in West Demerston, Vermont. How are you, Lisa?
I'm fine. Thank you very much.
Good. And thank you for listening from over the border there. What's your book pick?
Well, my book is not really a fun book. It's more for information.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Baha'u'llah and the New Era. And it's about the Baha'i faith.
Oh, interesting. And is it something that you picked up specifically because you're stuck at home, or is it something you were already reading?
It was something that I was already reading, but it's quite exciting for people. A lot of people say, oh, Baha'i, I've heard about it, but what is it? What is it?
Mm-hmm.
So this is a book that explains what it is.
Oh, interesting. Thank you for calling in, Lisa. I appreciate it. And
all right.
And thanks for listening to New Hampshire Calling. We are talking about book picks, what you are reading in the midst of a pandemic, what's on your pandemic reading list. We will add it to our pandemic reading list that we'll publish online later this week. Call us at 603-513-7700. You can also email us at nhcalling@nhpr.org. Again, the phone number to share your book is 603-513-7700. Mike in Littleton is on the line. Hey, Mike, how are you? Are you there, Mike?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
I can hear you great. Welcome to New Hampshire Calling. What are you reading?
A couple of books which I just finished reading. And one is not a pandemic, but it's a new book by Eric Larson called The Splendid and the Vile, which covers Winston Churchill in his first year as prime minister during the nightly bombings by the Germans.
Hmm.
You talk about dealing with adversity.
Mm-hmm.
It's an incredible read, a riveting book from start to finish. Is about Winston Churchill and his family and how they cope with it. I highly recommend that.
And is it? Can I ask you a question about that? Is it?
Sure.
Does it feel a little parallel? Like it's a story about a crisis. We're living in
Absolutely.
A crisis. Really?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And what was your second one before we let you go?
The second one, I'm a big baseball fan. Mm-hmm. A new book which just came out. It's called The Wax Pack by Brad Baloukian. And what it does, the author goes back and buys a pack of baseball cards from the 1980s, takes the cards out, and goes cross-country one summer, tracking down all these former ballplayers in the 80s, and visits each of them. And it's a great travel book, great look at these players' lives when they were players and what they've done in their life afterwards. And it's Carlton Fisk, a New Hampshire native and the Hall of Famer, is one of the players he tries to track down. He does track him down eventually.
Oh, that's great. Mike, thanks for calling in all the way from the North Country. We appreciate hearing from you.
All right. Thanks for having the show. It's a great show.
Thank you so much. We're talking about book picks. Peter, you were nodding your head furiously with The Splendid and the Vial.
Just for that, for the second recommendation, that sounds really interesting.
Yeah, it does.
But The Splendid and the Vial, we were going to have Eric Larson as a guest on Writers on a New England Stage, but because of all the social distancing requirements, we had to sort of call that off.
Oh, he was scheduled?
Was scheduled to be here in New Hampshire in Portsmouth last month, so we had to call it. But I was reading the book in preparation for that event, and that book goes so deep into detail about Winston Churchill. Like, it even says, like, here's the temperature he liked his bath water. Like, day to day details, but also, you know, there's also some governance stuff too.
Yeah. Yeah. Sure. good to know.
Yes.
Yeah. This is New Hampshire Calling, and we are talking about book picks. What are you reading to get yourself through this pandemic? We are asking you to call in to add your story, the book that you're reading, to our pandemic reading list. Call us at 603-513-7700. You can email your recommendation to nhcalling@nhpr.org. Again, the number 603-513-7700. We're going to go now to Kelso. Kelso, are you there?
I am. How are you guys tonight?
I'm good. Kelso McNaught is on the line. So Kelso, we wanted to talk to you in particular because you're in Concord, right?
Yes.
Yep. You're a podcaster, you are a voracious reader, and you are an employee of Gibson's bookstore here in Concord, my favorite bookstore because it's my local bookstore. I love going there. My son loves the toys in there too. I've never a better bookstore for a little child in terms of toys. But what are your recommendations for books? You are in this privileged position working for a bookstore. What do you think?
Oh, gosh. So for pandemic reads, I actually have two pretty good examples. Right now, I would be remiss if Michael told me to remind you all to read this book. It's called Spillover by David Quammen.
Quammen, yeah.
Yes. And so the plot of that book is David investigates a biological process called spillover, which is a process where a virus jumps from a wild animal and infects a human host. He looks at this through other famous historical diseases like the AIDS crisis, Ebola and SARS. And he tries to figure out how this pandemics happen and what diseases would emerge. And he tries to answer the next question, what might the next big one be?
Right. And Kelso, I want to add about David Quammen. So this is nonfiction. He's a nonfiction science writer. He is a phenomenal writer. He's one of these people who can write about science and nature in a way that is so captivating. And he started, his first big gig was as a writer for Outside Magazine. And he did these essays that were then compiled into books. And he's then gone on to write incredible books like the one you just recommended. So David Quammen, he's a wonderful author. And give us one more.
Another one that I would strongly suggest for a pandemic read is called Hollow Kingdom by Kira Jane Buxton.
Okay.
That one, it was my favorite book I read last year. It was one of my staff picks for October. The plot of that book is there is a domesticated crow who really likes Cheetos and he loves his owner. His name is Big Jim. Big Jim succumbs to a mysterious illness. So it is up to, the domesticated crow, ST, which is short for not something that's appropriate for primetime radio.
Okay. Enough said.
And so ST has to go and try to find help for this owner. And basically what happens that we know, because the animals don't know, is because it's told in the perspective of all the animals that are left behind after humanity succumbs to a zombie apocalypse.
Oh, I didn't see that coming. Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's quite...
It's a very sharp but a tender story about the lengths we can go for the ones that we love and how humanity, with all of its flaws, is worth saving.
Oh, wow. Lovely is one word for it. It sounds really interesting. And Kelso, before we go, give us one that will take us as far away from pandemics as humanly possible.
All right. Let me take a peek here.
You got a long list there in front of you?
Oh, I've got plenty of lists. I've got lists for days. It's just my job.
Give us just the one. Give us one really good one.
So my favorite escapism read right now is called The Bookish Life of Nina Hill by Abby Waxman.
Okay.
This is a very romantic comedy about an introverted bibliophile and trivia lover whose estranged father dies and then leaves Nina with a slew of extroverted family members that she never knew she had. Also, she realizes that, like, her trivia nemesis is deeply interested in getting to know her. It's got a bunch of quirky characters. It's a lot of heart. And the main character, we all know somebody who is like this main character. It's either going to, you know, it's a great brain candy read for fans of Jane Austen. It's a very deeply thoughtful novel.
Kelso, thank you. Those are really great recommendations. I'm going to let you go, but thank you so much for calling in and giving us some stories to take forward. We'll add them all to our pandemic reading list. And if you want to call in to share your story that you're reading right now, call us at 603-513-7700. Andrea in Concord is on the line. Hi, Andrea.
Hey there.
How are you? What's your recommendation?
Good. How are you? I am reading The Shining. It's the first Stephen King.
Oh my God! I get chills. That is the scariest book. Peter, you read a lot. You've read a lot of Stephen King, right?
I love Stephen King. I'm so disappointed. He was on Fresh Air today, but we missed it because of the press conference. But I'll have to go back to the podcast for that. But yeah, he was apparently going to talk a little bit about The Stand and what to, you know, 40 years after writing this giant novel about a pandemic that kills 99% of the world.
Oh my God.
What it feels like to sort of live during a pandemic.
And Andrea, is this your first time reading it?
It's my first Stephen King, and it's my first time reading it. I saw the movie forever ago. But,
oh, yeah. See, I didn't see the movie before I read the book. And I have a memory of being like 20 years old and reading it at my parents' house and literally closing the book and walking out of the house because I was so scared. I was in the house by myself. That book is terrifying. But it's a beautifully – I mean, Stephen King, it's incredibly well written. Thank you. That is a great one for the pandemic reading list. Andrea, you have a good night.
You too. Thank you.
This is New Hampshire Calling. I'm Jack Rodolico. We want to hear from you next about the books you're reading to get through this pandemic. Give us your reading recommendation and we'll add it to our reading list. Stay with us.
During this pandemic, NHPR news staff are working around the clock to bring you critical, timely information you can trust. Stay connected and up to date with NHPR's Coronavirus Daily Digest e-newsletter. Sign up today at nhpr.org.
The book that I am currently reading is Mastering the Art of Watercolor, written by Wendy Gelbert and Ian Sidway. This book keeps inspiring me to complete 10 illustrations done in watercolor for a Christmas poem I wrote many years ago. If I stay on track, I will self-publish in October and have it available for Christmas. Thank you.
Welcome back. I'm Jack Rodolico, and this is New Hampshire Calling, a new live pop-up show from NHPR that's all about how we can help each other navigate daily life in this time of a pandemic. We are talking about books that are getting you through this trying time. Share your reading pick by calling us right now at 603-513-7700. 7700. You can email us as well at nhcalling@nhpr.org. The number is 603-513-7700. Before we go back to the calls, I've been working at NHPR off and on for about 5 years. It is a good job. It is one I am grateful to have in this moment when so many people have lost theirs. And one of the things I value about the work we do is that we have a mission to meet the needs of our audience. And that's what we're trying to do with this show, New Hampshire Calling. We want this to be a place where we can connect in a moment of isolation, even about things that might feel trivial, like a good book. So if you value our mission the way I do, and you are in a position to support NHPR with a financial gift, do it now. Go to our website, nhpr.org. It's quick. It's easy. There's a link right at the top of the page. Right now, we want to hear from you next about the books you're reading to get through this moment. Give us your reading recommendation, 603-513-7700. Peter Biello is in the studio with me.
Hello.
Reader extraordinaire and ATC host, All Things Considered host. We got a lot of people on the phones, Peter. Let's go back to the phones. Good.
Let's take some calls.
We have Will in Plymouth. Hi, Will.
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Hey. Good. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for calling New Hampshire Calling. What are you reading?
Well, I am a teacher at Plymouth High School, and right before we went to remote learning, I asked a few teachers if they wanted to start a remote book club. So we have a Zoom meeting every week, and we read one part a week. And right now, we're reading This Tender Land by William Kent Kruger.
Okay.
Came out last year and had very good recommendations on Goodreads. So that's really why I picked it. And it's an epic about four kids who have to escape a tough situation. And they're traveling on a river, and it's very Odyssey-like, and we love it.
That's great. And your remote reading book, this is for other teachers? Your book group.
It's a book club. Yeah, there's four other teachers, and we just kind of, meet every Monday night and talk about the book.
That's great. Yeah, that's that, and what a nice way to connect with people right now. any way to do it, right? Thanks for calling into the show. We really appreciate hearing from you. We're going to go now to Alexandria. Alexandria, how are you?
I'm great. How are you guys?
I'm good. And Alexandria, remind me of your last name.
It's Perry, like the fruit with a Y.
That's right. And you are the poet laureate of New Hampshire.
I am, and I'm afraid that my book list is a little on the gloom and doom side.
That's okay. Well, let me tell you, so gloom and doom is fine. Some of us are feeling that right now. That's okay. But give us your top of the list. And then if there's someplace online where people can see the whole list, you could tell us that afterwards. But what is like the one thing that you can't live without right now?
And if you wouldn't mind, afterwards, I'd really like to talk about something I've noticed going on with the poetry community that's like great resilience in the state.
Sure.
At the moment.
Sure. So what's your book?
All right, so I am currently reading Marquez's Love in the Time of Cholera.
Ugh.
And then after that, I've got Grapes of Wrath lined up. You see the theme here?
Yep.
And then lastly, no joke, I just pulled down Boccaccio's the Decameron. Hope I'm pronouncing that right.
I don't
know. Written in 1348 during the Black Plague. So, Black Death. So I think I've got a little theme going on, unfortunately. But
I suddenly feel well-read, which I don't, because I've read actually two of those books on your list of three. So thank you for making me feel better about myself.
Jack is a big Steinbeck fan. You all should know.
Yeah, I think I've read everything John Steinbeck ever, every book he ever wrote. And I love Gabriel Garcia Marquez also. They're like both in my top five. And then tell us briefly, if you can, about what's going on in the poetry community in New Hampshire. I'd love to hear about that.
I am just struck by the resilience of people in the state, because people have been maintaining traditions and then also making new ones. And I want to give a special shout out to Mike Nelson in Portsmouth for his Beat Night, which he has maintained online valiantly, not letting this virus destroy 20 years of ongoing great events. And Poetry Out Loud went online as well through the New Hampshire State Council on the Arts, so the high school kids got a chance to compete.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm also running something with Christy Walker from Hobblebush. We are doing an anthology for poets in the state of New Hampshire, And we're also doing concurrently an online writing group that meets twice a week for free. And if anybody's interested, they should just check out my blog. You can just Google New Hampshire Poet Laureate blog and they'll see that information. But great turnout so far for this, and it's been a lot of fun in community.
Thank you, Alexandria, for calling in. It's really good to hear from you in this moment. Thanks for calling.
Likewise. Stay well.
Okay, we'll try. Art in Winchendon, Mass. Hey, Art, how are you?
Hi, how you doing?
I'm good. Thanks for listening across the border. We appreciate that. What are you reading?
Well, I'm kind of going over my old Dean Koontz collection. I've been reading a couple of books of his. You know, I really like him.
And he's one of those authors with like I couldn't even say how many books he's written.
Yes, and one of the books I'm reading is Velocity, and I'm also reading Midnight. And, you know, Velocity is like one of these psycho thrillers where a young girl goes home, brings one of her friends home from college for Thanksgiving, and a psychopath murders them, murders her and the parents in the house, and she ends up in the van with him.
Oh my God.
You know, yeah, that's what I kind of be doing. And because, you know, I live on a border town.
Yep.
I live on the border of Ringe and Fitzwilliam,
right.
New Hampshire. So it's like, you know, I really appreciate your radio station. So it's just like, you know, people have to get out some of the old stuff.
Yeah, that's right.
A long time and reread it.
Absolutely. That's a great idea. We've all got those books on our shelves, either that we read years ago or we've been hanging on to and have never read. So thanks, Art,
right.
And thanks for listening from down in Winchendon. We really appreciate it. Thanks for calling.
Great.
New Hampshire
Thank
calling.
You very much.
This is New Hampshire Calling. We're talking about book recommendations for surviving a pandemic. What are you reading to get you through this crazy, trying, isolated moment? Call us at 603-513-7700 to make your book recommendation. Again, 603-513-7700. Kate in Keene. Hi, Kate. How are you? Welcome to New Hampshire Calling.
Hey, I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good. How are things in Keene?
They're as good as they can be.
I'm glad. That's the same as ever. Yeah, I'm glad to hear that. So what are you reading?
I have two amazing books that I just finished. The first is The Testaments by Margaret Atwood, which mm-hmm. is the follow-up for The Handmaid's Tale.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
And, yeah, which is kind of super-duper dystopian.
Yes.
And I started reading it right at the beginning of this whole pandemic, and I was just like, oh, my God, no, this is happening.
Yeah, and this is like a sequel to the Handmaid's Tale?
It is.
Yeah, okay. And what's your other pick?
The other pick is The Graveyard Book by Neil Gaiman.
Oh wow! Another author with tons of books to pick from.
He's my favorite.
Yeah, very entertaining, very entertaining. Yeah, well, thanks for calling in from Keene. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me,
Peter. Our list is
it's getting long.
It's pretty long.
That's
yeah.
great stuff.
Yeah.
Stuff that is kind of dystopian, kind of scary, and then
yeah.
stuff that not at all.
Right.
Complete escape. You were right. One or the other, it seems.
Right. It seems like one or the other people are liking. Yeah. Well, we're talking about books that are getting us through the pandemic. You can call to make your recommendation at 603-513-7700. And just for a couple minutes here, we want to do something a little different. We've got Kiani Antigua on the line. Kiani, how are you?
Hi.
Good. it's good to talk to you again. So, Kiani,
thank you.
I want to tell people who you are. You are a senior lecturer of Spanish at Dartmouth College. You were born in the Dominican Republic. You've lived in New Hampshire. I think you told me like 7 years. Do I have that right? Or
nine to ten.
That's right. And you are an accomplished author of several books, as well as a few children's books. And you translate books from English to Spanish. So you are immersed in books and reading all the time. And the thing I wanted to ask you for our audience is this a moment that is a blessing or a curse for a writer, right? Because there's an abundance of isolation, which feels like is what you need as a writer, but it's also more isolation than you or anyone asked for.
Yes. I keep reminding people that this is not a vacation.
Yes.
And the brain knows it.
Mm-hmm.
Most days I feel positive and grateful, but it is like a roller coaster.
Mm-hmm.
You are juggling jobs, home, being helping my daughter with her schoolwork and her own stress and frustrations. It's it's very difficult to put your mind aside and say, oh, let me be creative.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
And, at least that is my case.
And you're connected with a lot of, excuse me, you're connected with a lot of writers, friends and colleagues. Are you hearing, what are you hearing from them? Is it just like, you know, a range of experiences here?
Yes, yes. I have been talking to other writers, participating in online book readings, sharing videos with my publishing house, reading children's books, sharing videos, reading poetry. The other day, we, for example, for Robert Frost's birthday, my daughter and I recorded ourselves saying, which is how he used to say instead of reciting, one of his poems, and we share it with the school. And so that's what I see a lot of people doing. Zoom has become the tool to continue the gathering and reading online. With small groups and even bigger groups. So just staying connected.
Yeah.
For the most part.
And are you, let me ask you this, what is the book that you would advise anybody to read in this moment?
For reasons other than the pandemic, I have been reading and rereading Dominicana by Angie Cruz.
Uh-huh.
Yes, because as I had since December, I took this job and I have been translating this book, so I am completely immersed into its pages. I love the book.
Wonderful.
I absolutely love the book.
We'll put it on our pandemic reading list. Kiani Antigua, thank you so much for taking a few minutes to talk to our listeners about writing and reading in this moment. Have a good night.
It was my pleasure.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Good. Bye-bye. This is New Hampshire Calling. We're talking about reading during a pandemic. What is the book that is getting you through? And you know, you can be high-minded about the books you read. That's fine. But let's talk about the pulp stuff too. Let's talk about the romance, the trash, you know.
I'd love to hear some of that.
I would love to hear somebody call in and have a guilty pleasure admitting, you know, that I'm rereading 50 Shades of Grey. Like that's I want to hear that from somebody right now. And hey, millions of people have done it. You're not the only one. Outlander, whatever you read, let us know, okay? Call us at 603-513-7700. Sue in Rye is calling. Hi, Sue. Welcome to New Hampshire Calling.
Hi. I'd like to recommend two authors who have written series of books, and they are great for binge reading.
Okay, great. Let's hear them.
The first is the Joe Gunther series, written by Vermont author Archer Mayer.
The Joe Gunther series. Peter's nodding his head like he knows this.
I believe Archer Mayer is from the Brattleboro area, right? Is that where he's from?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, great.
And terrific characters, interesting plots, and the advantage of having some locations that some of us will recognize.
Right. Yeah, very good. Okay, and what's the second bingeable series?
The second is the Armand Gamache series, written by Louise Penny.
Okay, that's great. We'll add, and this is a mystery series?
Murder mysteries, generally, yeah.
Okay, great. Well, hey, Sue, thanks so much for calling in from Rye. We really appreciate it. And Peter, are you a mystery book guy?
Not as a rule. I won't turn my nose up at them.
Sure.
But
sure.
That's not generally what I gravitate towards.
I know, but it's one of those genres that like I feel like it's a world that I don't fully understand. Yeah, it's like not as a rule I wouldn't read it, but I feel like mystery, people who read mystery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, see, like the weird thing about me as a reader is that I like spoilers. I want to know how things end.
You do.
At the beginning.
Oh
I'm
my
weird
God,
like
what's
that.
What's the matter with
well,
you?
Well, I have an MFA in creative writing. That's what's wrong
okay.
with me. Well, because I want to know how a book is constructed, so I want to see all the signs the first time around that the author is dropping in, because I'm a nerd like that. I like to see how the story's put
But doesn't
together.
That take you out of just reading the book?
No, you can read books twice, right?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I dissect radio stories when I hear them. Yeah, it's very similar. Yeah.
All right. There you go.
Yeah. Okay, good. Well, this is New Hampshire Calling. That's Peter Biello. I'm Jack Rodolico, and we are talking about the books that are getting you through this pandemic. We're making a list. We're going to put it online later this week. Call us to share your book that is getting you through at 603-513-7700. Stay with us.
Hi, this is for whichever radio station I just called. I would like to suggest a book. It's called Star Girl. That should fit with the young adults. And also Pass It On. And for the little children, I would like to suggest the Richard Scarry books or any books that talk about good etiquette and friendship. Right now, I can't remember them, but I know there's a bunch. Thank you.
I'm Jack Rodolico. Welcome back. And this is New Hampshire Calling. I hope that woman calls us every day. And as a reminder, the radio station you're listening to is New Hampshire Public Radio. We are a live call-in show, and we're talking about our book list, the books that are getting you through this pandemic. That's what we're all about, this show, navigating daily life in a time of coronavirus. And before we get back to our book list, I want to tell you about tomorrow night's show. It's our your playlist, your pandemic playlist. It's something new that we're trying on the show. It is an all-request music hour. We all need more music right now. I don't know about you, but I am listening to a lot more music in my house than even I do normally. So we want your requests for this show. We want to fill a whole hour with songs that are just requested by our listeners. So leave us a voicemail to make your request. Tell us who you are, where you're from, what the song is, and maybe how it makes you feel. Call the number 603-513-7700 to leave your voicemail. You can also record a voice memo and email it to us with your song request. Record it on your phone, click send, and send it to our email address, nhcalling@nhpr.org. That's tomorrow night at 7, the New Hampshire Calling Music Hour, and we will be featuring songs, of course, from the two music legends we lost this week, John Prine and Bill Withers. We want to hear from you next about the book you are reading to get through this moment. Give us your reading recommendation. We'll add it to our pandemic reading list that we'll post later this week. Call us 603-513-7700 or nhcalling@nhpr.org. Peter Biello is here with me in the studio.
Hello.
Hello. Good to have you back. We have like a million people on the phone who want to talk about their books. So let's go to Rick in Concord. Rick, welcome to New Hampshire Calling.
Thanks, Jack. Thanks, Peter, for doing this. This is a great way to get everybody through this hard time.
Yeah, I'm so glad you think so. I'm glad to hear, that you called in.
Well, the book I'm reading is something I've revisited several times in my life. It's by Alan Watts. It's called The Wisdom of Insecurity, A Message for an Age of Anxiety. It was written back in 1951.
Oh, wow.
And it's, I wouldn't say it's a heavy book, but it really kind of puts everything into perspective and what is really important to each one of us, and kind of how to deal with things and not to worry so much, that worrying really doesn't help us that much.
Hmm. It's what sounds like one of those timeless stories that was written 70 years ago, but it'll still feel relevant to this particular moment.
It is. And you know, with everything being so uncertain, people need an anchor, I guess you would say, in this time, to kind of have something to hold on to. And there's a lot of wisdom there that's, like you said, it's timeless. So
yeah, well,
that's what's helping me. So
Rick, thank you so much. Keep listening, and we appreciate you calling
in. We
will.
Thank you so much.
Okay, thank
you. Bye-bye.
Let's go to Judith in Dover. Hi, Judith. How are you? Welcome to New Hampshire Calling.
Fine. Happy to talk to you.
Good. Happy to have you. We're here. We're on live radio. What do you want? What do you want to recommend people read?
I have two. One of them is called Giants in the Earth. It is written by O. E. Rolveig, a Norwegian writer, and
oh, okay.
I have to say, I'm from Maine. My husband is from South Dakota. This book is about the immigrants who came across the ocean, I don't know, in 1873 and 74, the Norwegians who came and went to Ellis Island, went on across our nation, and when they got to the absolute outskirts of everything. Hmm. And this is a story about what it was like for them. It's kind of interesting.
There was a second book that you wanted to recommend to, right?
The second one is A Beautiful Poison by Lydia Kang. And
huh,
that is
what a
about
title.
The 1918 Spanish flu epidemic.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Which is similar to ours. Mm-hmm. And I was kind of flabbergasted to realize that 22 million people died
wow.
in the Spanish flu epidemic.
Wow. And is that a nonfiction book?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
And it's very lively. Yeah, fun to read.
Yeah.
The other one, probably nobody would ever read it but me. But but that's kind of how it is. You read books that are interesting to a lot of people, and then you read books that are interesting just you.
That's exactly right. That's words for wisdom. Thanks, Judith, for calling in from Dover. This is New Hampshire Calling. We're talking about the books that are getting you through this crazy moment. We're going to add all of your recommendations to the pandemic reading list that we'll post online. I like that, Peter. What did she say? It was there are books that you read that everyone reads, and there's the books that you
read. That's just for you.
That's just for you.
Very niche. Well, you know, if you have to know about it first to make a choice on whether or not. So we're appreciative of the call and the recommendation for sure.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay, we're going to go to Gray in Manchester. Hey, Gray, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
I'm good. We're good. Peter, you good?
I'm great.
I don't want to speak for you.
Nope, I'm doing good. Thank you for checking in.
Okay, good. I appreciate it. Gray, what do you want to recommend people read?
Well, I'll recommend two books. One of them that I'm just about to go dig into for another chapter, which is The Prisoners of Azkaban, which I'm reading to my 9-year-old son.
Huh.
So that's definitely a hit, and we've been doing double duty. Sometimes we listen to it on an audiobook, and then sometimes the family, and then sometimes we'll read it to him at night. So it's kind of like a dual thing.
Oh, that's
nice. That one's a lot of fun.
And it's a family thing you're doing together?
Yeah, most of the time it's me and him, and then sometimes my wife gets into bed, sometimes his little brother gets into bed, so sometimes it's a whole big family bedtime story.
That's the best. That's really cool. And was there another one you had on your list?
Yeah, so this one probably not a lot of other people have gotten to yet. It's called The Light Years, and it's by a guy that used to be the editor at the Hippo named Rob Green. He writes under R.W.W. Green, and the reason I like this one is because it's kind of just taken me away. It's like a science fiction novel. And it's really just kind of creating a new world. And that's, to me, what the theme for both of these are for me, is that whether it's science fiction kind of really taking me out of my daily grind, or whether it's, fantasy of Harry Potter kind of taking me into a whole new world there.
Yeah.
It's just nice to get away, right? I mean, there's so much news coming at you every day. And it's nice to have a little escape, to have a little fun, and take your mind elsewhere.
Wow,
there's so much going on here.
Absolutely, yeah. And some of those books get you pretty far away from the reality that we're kind of stuck in right now. Thanks for your recommendations. We appreciate hearing from you, Gray. This is New Hampshire Calling. We are talking about we're creating a reading list with you, our listeners, to get us through this pandemic. What are you reading that's helping you stay sane, stay calm, feel better, maybe feel worse, whatever works for you? Call us at 603-513-7700. You can email us at nhcalling@nhpr.org. Again, the number to add your book to the book you're reading to our book pick list for the pandemic is 603-513-7700. We're going to go now to Doug in Keene. Hey, Doug, how are you?
I'm doing great. So I've got, like, I've been reading a bunch lately, and I was really struck by what the two people before me said, but I wanted to suggest The Ultimate Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
It's a classic.
It is a classic, and also we share the same namesake, me and the author, although he only has one S at the end of his name, I have two. What I love about it is this kind of irreverent view of the cosmos, and especially in a time where there's so much chaos. I work in mental health peer support, so a lot of my day is spent working with people and myself on our emotional difficulties in this chaos and uncertainty. And I think this kind of irreverent view that is offered in this book about how the universe works. And it's very funny, too. It makes light of the harder things. And I think that's so important in my life.
Right.
Finding that joy, even at the hardest times. I've always thought that, you know, to be human is kind of to laugh, and even people maybe in, you know, some of the worst times in history have found time to make some crass jokes. So I think that's really important.
And
I
Doug,
think another,
I want to put you on the spot here, but I'm going to. You had said there was something you were struck by what the other callers had said. Was there something in particular?
Yeah, just like you kind of read something that everyone else reads, and then you read something for yourself. I think for me that I've been reading the Patrick Rothfuss Kingkiller Chronicles, and that is was introduced to me by an ex of mine, and you know it because they said it reminded them of me. So I just dived into it for these very personal reasons. I really, really, really related to the story. Whereas with Hitchhiker's Guide, it's more like this broad, open perspective that I think a lot of people can get from. And I mean,
absolutely,
we all interpret stories as we do.
Yeah, and Doug, we really appreciate you calling in. We're going to add those to our list, which is growing by the second here. Thanks for calling in from Keene. We're going to go, Peter, we still got people who want to share their books, so we're going to keep up with the calls. You down?
This is amazing. Yeah,
it's great. Good. Let's keep going. We've got Annie calling from Saxons River, Vermont. Another one. We got a lot of calls from Vermont and Massachusetts tonight.
Two from Vermont.
Hi. Two from Vermont. Yeah. How are you, Annie?
Hi. Good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm so glad to hear from you. What's your recommendation?
Well, thanks for your show. Well, on the brain candy topic, I just read a book that was a fantastic escape from all this, and it's the co-autobiography by Megan Mullally and Nick Offerman.
She
is famous for Will and Grace. She's a Broadway actress, and he's a comedian who became known in Parks and Rec. And they've written this autobiography together as a couple about their relationship and its evolution and about their experience becoming actors, you know, the rocky road that they have traversed over the years. And it's hysterical.
I've heard interviews with the two of them together, and they are unbelievably funny as a couple. They're like the funniest couple I've ever heard in my life. That's a great one. Thank you so much for calling in.
Yeah, and
with
it's
that,
really
smart
writing, really fun. And then the other one that I'm reading now as a total turnabout is Samuel Pepys' diary from the 17th century in London.
Oh, wow.
And he lived through the plague of the 1660s. And I have a couple of lines from it that I found while I was on hold. If I could read them, they're really great.
Sure. Make it quick because we're running up against the end of our show here. I want to hear them, but I don't want to cut you short, but make it quick.
He says, "On hearing ill rumor that Londoners may soon be urged into their lodgings by Her Majesty's men, I look upon the streets to see a gaggle of striplings making fair merry and no doubt spreading the plague well about. Not a care had these rogues for the health of their elders." 1664.
Wow. That is incredible. Thank you so much for sharing that. It's terrifying, and it's also kind of wonderful to hear at the same time.
I know.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Have a good night, Annie. Let's go to, we've got time for maybe one or two more. Donna is calling from Tamworth. Hey, Donna, how are you?
Hey, good. Can you hear me?
I can. I can hear you great.
Great.
What do you want to suggest? We got to keep it tight.
I just wanted to second the recommendation of a previous caller, Giants in the Earth, which is the fabulous pioneer story about Norwegian immigrants settling in the Dakota Territories. So second that. But my books that I'm rereading for the third time, Year of Wonders by Geraldine Brooks, which is a plague story set in 1666. Based upon the true story of a small village in England called Eam or Iam that decides to self-quarantine during plague time. And so it's all about the relationship of those small villagers and kind of, you know, what happens. The main character works as the maid, if you will, for the rector of the village, who in those times, of course, the rector was equivalent to a mayor. And it's a great story, and it has some parallels to today. But it's a good story. So
that's great.
One.
And give us your second one real quick, okay?
The Map of Lost Memories by Kim Fay, and this is from 2012.
Mm-hmm.
It's about it's set in the 1920s, and a museum, and a young woman is disappointed. She was passed up for her curatorship. She goes off to embark in sort of a Raiders of the Lost Ark journey over to Cambodia to hunt for a lost Khmer temple and scrolls of history.
Donna, thank you so much for your recommendations. I'm going to have to cut you off because we have had so many book recommendations that the past hour just flew by. Thank you for calling in. Thank you to everyone on hold who we couldn't get to, David in Laconia, Bill in Concord, Stephanie in Franklin. We've got your book recommendations. We will add them to the list. If you want to email your recommendations, you can do it as well. Peter Biello, thank you so much for being here.
Hey, happy to be here.
Will you curate our book list for us? I feel like there's no one in better position to do it.
I think I can do that, yeah.
Okay, good. We'll give you the list and then you curate it. We'll post it online later this week before the weekend. And that's it. That's our show tonight. We're going to take a day or two off to compile all your recommendations into that list, and then we'll post that online. I want to thank all of our guests who took the time tonight to call in with your recommendations. Thanks again to Peter Biello, also Kelso McNaught, Keani Antigua, and Charles Whelan. This show was produced by Emily Quirk. Maureen McMurray is executive producer. New Hampshire Calling is a production of New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Jack Rodolico, and remember, we are all in this together. A thousand barefoot children outside. Dancing on my lawn. Dancing on my lawn. Waiting for the time when I can finally see. This is all been wonderful, but now I'm on my way. When I think it's time to leave it all behind, I'll try to find a way to, but there's nothing I can say to make it stop.